everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:41, Brock Hunter.
Bunch of clowns.
Couple of clowns. Look at you, you clowns.
Couple of clowns approaching.
Cripes. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local school, restaurant, store, plant. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan, bringing it to you. Your topic for today, what is the best surprise you can get in life? Big surprise, little surprise. What's the best surprise you can get in life?
The very bestest of them all.
I have two, and they're both money-related because I'm a cheap ass. The first one, obviously, best surprise in life, when you find money, all right? It could be $5 in your pocket while you're doing laundry. It could be a 20 spot that's blowing across the parking lot at a shopping mall. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't happen often.
No.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does, yeah.
My other one is, and this, I tell you, as the cheap ass that I am, there are a few things in life that are more fantastical than when you're at the checkout lane, right?
Fantastical.
You're at the checkout lane, and you already got something like, oh, I found this in the clearance aisle, or it's already marked down, and then you scan it, and it's even cheaper than what you thought. Dude, that's like winning the lottery.
Double surprise.
Double saving. I love that. I've literally looked at people next to me, like, you believe this? Look at it. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
It's too bad you didn't get this.
Yeah. They got the last one, you jerk. I don't know. So that's for me.
Even when the cashier comments on it, too. She's like, ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good job on this one.
Or you get that one jerk cashier's like, oh, I don't think that's right. That's, I bet you know, it's scanned it. It's right.
They look at you. They look at the item. They look at you again. They're like, you switched the tags, didn't you? You're a scumbag.
You're a real piece of good. We got footage. We got footage of it. No. It was on this part of the shelf. It's mine. Anyway, those are my best surprises.
That's a good one, man. I like those. I was just trying to think. I'm like, hey, think back in my life, like the days where I'm just like, yes, greatest ever. You know what? I think snow days.
Ooh.
Snow days were probably some of the greatest. And I'm going to maybe even take it to another level. A snow day that you have a test on. You know, on a test that you're not really sure how good you're going to do on it.
Good answer.
You know, and then you get, because back in the day, Brock, you and I used to have to really sit next to the radio in the morning.
Yep.
Now you get phone calls, you get texts, you can look it up. You got the internet everywhere. But we had to sit next to that radio and tune it in. Now you hear your high school or school or whatever canceled.
Yes! And your folks just put their hands in their heads, in their hands. Yeah. They're like, oh, God, no. I got to figure out what to do with this monster for the next 8 hours. Yeah.
An aggressive yet. Yes!
But you know, though, too, I think that carries over into adulthood. Even as an adult, a snow day, and we don't get them as much. We don't. But I think there is something about when weather kind of cancels out. Yeah. Yeah.
Or it could even be like, hey, the system's down today.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The system's not up. We can't do anything without the system.
It's just, you know, we have
issues.
Yes!
The system.
Grown-ass man throwing on my snow gear. Honey, I'm going out sledding with Hunter. We're going outside to sled. Don't you have work?
I don't care if it's a bunny. We're going.
We're going, man. No, that is one of the best surprises in life. I absolutely agree. Absolutely 100% agree. Because you just, you know, and there's always a little part, and you almost kind of in your head, you're like, nah, it's not going to be called off. We're still going to have to do it.
They haven't called it off yet. They usually do it.
You could always tell, too. When there was a big storm coming and they didn't call it off. Or, like, did you ever get that where the storm started too soon and you're like, no, the plows are going to have too much time to get out there.
Damn it. So here's what it was with us real quick. So, locally in the area, like Coloma, Watervliet, that whole area would always get pounded with snow. And they were like, their principal is cool or something. They're like, I'm calling it off. You know, like he was excited about it too or something.
Yeah.
Lakeshore and St. Joe. I went to Lakeshore. St. Joe, it's like they competed. Who could hold out the longest? You know? So like right before like school would start, like a half an hour, like, all right, St. Joe. Back down. Now Lakeshore right after. You know, it's like, who can hold out the longest? Yeah. And it pissed me off because sometimes they wouldn't cancel.
Yeah.
We'd be the only schools in the area that had to go to school.
Everyone's there. All the teachers are like, look, we know. We shouldn't be. We didn't want to be here either. We did. We should have called it.
We're not doing anything today.
Yeah, we're not. We should all
should be sledding with the rest of them.
I should be drunk at my apartment right now. Instead, I'm here with you bastards. All right. Good answers. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the best surprise you can get in life? We'll have your answers when we come back. Let's go sledding!
Yes!
Brock IRX.
Good morning. It's 7:54, Brock Hunter.
Yo!
Your topic of the day today brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What is the best surprise you can get in life? All right.
Surprise!
Surprise, bitch! We got some great answers on Facebook. What's the best surprise you can get in life? Andy, the dead guy said a power failure while listening to the Plan B Morning Show. Damn you, Andy.
Damn you, Andy.
I'd expect that out of Brian, but not you.
That's funny. You know, Andy, the dead guy, I'm sure he gets a lot of surprises.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Got a surprise for you, Andy. You son-
Right.
Leave you. Leave a note for him. We got it. Let's see. Lee said money or something cool happening for one of my kids. That's a nice little surprise. What's better, though, money or something cool happening for your kids? The money's better. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Let's see. Gathright had a good one. A lucky scratcher. That is, you know, especially too when, like, you didn't really plan on it. You're like, all right, look, I got to call. I only usually do it when I actually have money on me. I'm like, ah, you know what? Give me a number 7 and a number 12, and then I'll take it home. And then if you win, oh, it's nice. It's nice.
See, I wouldn't know because I've never won.
Ever?
So I stopped doing those things. Yeah, I'm just not a lucky guy when it comes to scratch. It's just work.
And few and far between. And I always try and, like, play it like, oh, well, this one's actually, this one's down quite a bit. It's almost out. I'll take that one. Like, I know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
And just saying, hey, real quick, if you're the guy who buys a scratch-off ticket and scratches it right there on the counter and then buys another one, you got a problem. You got a problem. You need to leave that gas station and go think about your problem.
Scratching it right there? Well, why? Why?
Because I'm the one in the line behind you trying to pay for some gas. And you keep sitting. I just don't even.
So angry. I want to get. Something bad happens.
Pisses me off, dude.
Let's see. What's the best surprise in life? Sandra said the Detroit Lions winning a Super Bowl. That'll take a surprise that'll never happen for 1,000, Alex.
Hell of a surprise. Hell of a surprise.
We didn't even see it coming. This is insane.
Is it going to happen? It's going to happen this year, isn't it?
Well, dude, if it did after Stafford left, I'd feel so bad for Stafford. Yeah. Like, the first year he's gone and they just crush it. Just, like, break all the NFL records. Like, what just happened?
Poor guy.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we got? Oh, Bill said when you come home from lunch and the wife is waiting there wearing nothing and says lunch is served. Nice.
Afternoon
delight.
Gonna find hell of a surprise.
Gonna
hell
find
of a
my
surprise.
Baby. Gonna hold her tight.
Yeah, she listening? You listening? No, she's not working out this morning. Damn it.
Yeah. The day I tell my wife to do that is the day I sleep on the couch. Like, hey, honey, why don't you be just, you better be there naked when I get home. I'm going to have some lunch.
I don't know. All right. The day that happens, there's going to be another dude there.
Oh, honey, you're home. Yeah. What's the best surprise in life? Oh, honey, you're naked when I came over. And there's a guy here. Oh.
He's not, naked, too.
Not quite the surprise I was hoping for, but I guess I'll get into it. Anyway. All right, let's take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around. WIRX.